Pray. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The letter to the Hebrews tells us, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you, consider the outcome of their way of life, and imitate their faith. Hebrews is, like arguably all of the epistles, written to encourage early Christians in their faith journey. We need good leaders to help us see above the thickness that surrounds us, to help us see a clearer picture of the world and our place in it as people of the way of Jesus. Then we can make choices to move closer to that holy and blessed world that the way of Jesus calls us to become and to help him create. Every time and place has its struggles. And certainly the kinds of encouragement that the writer of Hebrews offers speaks to this particular set of stressors in the life of the early Christians. But stress is one thing. There's always stress. What's important is how we choose to respond to it. How we manage ourselves is critical to the outcomes in a stressful situation. It's also a critical part of our development of not only our faith, but the faith that we pass on to the next generation. They're watching and they're learning from us. And just as we can now, they will be able to access the historical records to find out what happened, how did things get to this point, and what did we do to get through it, and what successes did we experience, or what did we do wrong. We have had the privilege and responsibility of 2,000 years of examples of living in the way of Jesus. Sometimes the stories are good and inspiring, and sometimes they're troubling. It's from this wide variety of experience that we are able to draw inspiration for our actions or our pauses. Having the most access to information than at any other time in human history affords us every opportunity to select the best response for our current events. We can survey an array of examples of how Christians have behaved in any number of circumstances. We get to decide if we wish to repeat those actions of our ancestors or to make adjustments to meet the particularities of our time. The letter to the Hebrews says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Certainly, there is a degree of comfort in that. His is that mutual love that this part of the letter opens with. Jesus is reliable, faithful, and eternal. And the love we share is mutual. If we learn nothing else from our lesson today, that may be enough to sustain us in our own trying times. But of course, there's more to the gift that the author has for us, because life is more complicated than simply the sharing of mutual love with God in Christ. I don't need to tell you that life is hard. It always has been, and it's very likely that it always will be. Like our ancestors who read this reading for the first time, we too are faced with many struggles. Maybe we needn't worry about being thrown to lions because of our faith anymore, but there are pitfalls in our own time that challenge our resolve to be followers of Jesus. The struggle to reconcile what Jesus taught us about love and faith within the context of world events is real. The details in every generation present enough nuance to make the process of living out our faith new every day. Because God is eternally faithful, we are never abandoned in our struggles. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus is bidding his last farewells to his friends before ascending to heaven. He tells us this, "The companion, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of everything I told you. We know that God still speaks. And in times when we have trouble hearing God clearly, there will be others who can help us. This companion, this Holy Spirit, is always reminding us of the way of Jesus. It's up to us to learn to hear with the ears of our hearts. The Spirit speaks to and through all kinds of people to help us remember, particularly in times of stress and difficulty. The author to the letter to the Hebrews says, "Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." We can identify leaders in every generation who have demonstrated the nature of God's love and care in the face of challenges that overwhelmed most of us, especially in times of disaster, war, poverty, and hopelessness of every kind. There have been leaders who have spoken the truths that we learned from Jesus to confront the forces that degrade the beloved of God. We can look to the great leaders of modern history, like Mother Teresa, who reminds us, small things done with great love can change the world. Pick just about anything that the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said in the cause of justice and peace. Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Winston Churchill led a whole nation through a terrible time. He offered reassurance when overcoming the difficulties seemed to wear on and on. He said, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." These and so many others know the work of moving toward that holy and blessed world that Jesus told us about. They offer us good examples and perhaps some needed hope that we are not alone in our suffering for justice and mercy, peace and compassion, and the restoration of the fullest dignity of every human being. History is generous in her wealth of stories. Who are the leaders of our time who speak words of encouragement and hope? Where are the teachings of Jesus reflected in the responses we make to the stresses of life? In our own time, when the world seems beset with wars, social unrest, and suffering of every kind, we can listen for the movement of the wisdom of God, our companion, the Holy Spirit, reminding us how to live as Jesus taught us. It might not always sound like classical biblical language, but the core of the message is clear. God's message to us is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Love one another as God has loved us. Act with justice. Be merciful with one another. And practice humility as a child of the Most High God. Canadian filmmaker Deepa Mehta tells us, "There is room for redemption and hope. However grim things are, the human spirit does have that ability to do something that is selfless, even under the most horrendous circumstances." To paraphrase former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, we must continue to cherish the human values of compassion, love, and understanding. We may not always rise to the occasion as the best possible disciples of the way of Jesus. We are, after all, merely human. The good news is this: there is no expectation for perfection. There is, however, an expectation that we will keep trying. We, mere humans, must strive to do the best we can with what we've got in whatever way we are able. Let us never neglect to show hospitality to strangers. Let us never neglect to do good and to share what we have. Sometimes a small thing is enough to make a big difference. And when we struggle to know what to do in difficult times, let us remember to look to the leaders who have shared wisdom that serves us today. If it helps with whatever concerns of the world burden your spirit, hear this. My friends, love is better than anger. Hope is better than fear. Optimism is better than despair. So let us be loving, hopeful, and optimistic, and we'll change the world. Jack Layton, a leader in the Parliament for Toronto Danforth from 2003 to 2011. Beloveds, God believes in our ability to help create the holy and blessed world by our words and our actions, and by our commitment to live and love as Jesus taught us how to live and love. God knows it isn't always easy. Therefore, God has sent people to lead and inspire us. We can follow the advice in the letter to the Hebrews and look to those who lead to help us find the path for ourselves. We don't have to look too far. I guess one of the most important things I've learned is that nothing is ever completely bad, even cancer. It has made me a better person. It has given me the courage and a sense of purpose I never had before. But you don't have to do like what I did. Wait until you lose a leg or get some awful disease before you take the time to find out what kind of stuff you're really made of. You can start now. Anybody can. Terry Fox. With God's help, we can too. Because we are made of the stuff of the Savior, Jesus Christ, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And that is good news.